Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in bed.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, it's our man in Vegas, Joe Fortenbaugh. You catch him daily on the Daily Wager, 5 p.m. on the Four Letter Network. He does radio Saturdays, College Game Day. He is a man among men, and he's brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or APNissan.com. Joseph, always a joy. How are you, our friend?
Morning, Joe.
Yeah, boys. Here we go. Championship weekend. This is it. This is simultaneously one of the most exciting times of the year and also one of the saddest because it means we're coming to a close on our weekly conversation. So I always get a little emotional this time of year, but we try to close out big this weekend. Couple games plus a big UFC fight tomorrow night. We'll get into that in a few moments. And then 2 weeks from now, it's the big show. Lots of props, lots of bets. Then we get ready. Sox-Cubs World Series. Who says no? Probably the Cubs, but we'll see. Maybe they'll turn it around by the time we get to spring training this year.
Yeah, Joe, it's a little early to be drinking on a Friday morning. I mean, let's not get carried away. It is kind of sad to look at the end of this football season coming ahead. And so, you know, this I think everyone talks about last week being the best weekend. This week is this day in the NFL calendar is tough to top because everything that is at stake, and you know something's going to happen you don't expect. I don't know what it'll be, but that's why you can't expect it.
The thing about this Sunday, and you make a great point, David, not just this Sunday, but the Super Bowl, for those, and your listeners all fall into this category, but for those of us who live and breathe this stuff, when you wake up on those days, the day feels different, right? Like there are a few days on the calendar year that feel different. Your birthday feels a little bit different. Certain holidays feel a little bit different. Championship Sunday and then the Super Bowl. You get up and you've got your errands. You've got your things you got to do in life. But you also know that these games take such precedence, that the magnitude of them, that everything kind of gravitates around it. Picking up the food, the booze, whatever you need for the games to get ready, like that's the big focus of these days. So it's extraordinary that we made it to this point. You know, credit to the NFL when 5-6 months ago we weren't even sure if this would get pulled off. Now we have three more games we need to figure out a way through. And the number one topic of conversation this week is the injury suffered by Patrick Mahomes, you know, last weekend and whether or not he's going to play. So if you guys are ready to dive in, where do you want to start? AFC, NFC, or UFC? We got a lot of C's we got to discuss, a lot of C's.
Let's go with the first game on the docket, my friend.
All right, so the NFC Championship game, Tampa Bay, Green Bay rematch from Week 6. Some people will look back to Week 6, and they'll try to glean any sort of information or analysis they can, right? So what do we know about that game that we can apply here? Well, it was Week 6. It was a while ago. It was in Tampa. This game is not in Tampa. The weather was nice for that game. It's not going to be nice for this game. And at the same time, this is what a lot of people overlook. Look at the situation for that game, all right? Green Bay was 4-0, and they were coming off a Monday night win against Atlanta. So they had to travel to Tampa on a short week. That's not the case for them here. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay had 10 days to get ready for that game because they had played the Bears in Chicago on Thursday night. Huge win for the Bears earlier in the season. So the situation is nowhere close to what it was then, and I think that helped motivate Tampa Bay, and it also put Green Bay in a disadvantageous situation. Bookmakers saw this game. They opened it Green Bay -4.5, and immediately it was bet down to 3.5. Now, if you remember from last week when we had the conversation about the Tampa Bay-New Orleans game, same thing happened. New Orleans comes out as a four-point favorite, immediately gets bet down to three, and then it just sits there until game day. We talked on Friday. Sunday, that game started getting hit like crazy by a very sophisticated group who liked Tampa Bay. They knocked it down to 2.5. So Tampa Bay has been a very favorite team of the Sharps the last few weeks. They like the way Brady and the Bucks have played. All right, they came off the bye. They haven't lost since. And that's the situation they're looking at. Here it could be similar. It came down to 3.5. I'm telling you, if you like the Packers, I think you're going to be able to get three. There have been some threes out there this week, not a lot, but that's the way to play it. If you like Green Bay, you're going to play the three. If you like Tampa Bay, you have to get 3.5 or better. I can tell you the sophisticated guys are going to be playing Tampa Bay at 3.5 or better. That's where they're going to be. Personally, I'm going against that. I'm going to be playing Green Bay here. I don't agree with where they're at. I'm playing the Packers -3. Reason number one, all right, this is going to be Tampa Bay on the road for their fifth time in 6 weeks. Third straight road game, fifth road game in 6 weeks. That will take its toll. Number two, again, the cold weather. A lot of people could say, ah, it's an old age handicap. It doesn't really matter. It does to the team that falls behind in the second half. You see teams in that weather start to wilt and start to lose their interest. And I'm not going to say they quit, but it really does take its toll. You saw it with the Rams last week. The further they fell behind, the less inclined they were to start making big plays. And we saw it with Tennessee as well in the regular season towards the end of the year on that Sunday night. So I'm looking at the Packers here. I know they've got very smart, competent quarterback play. Both teams do. But when this game is all said and done, I'm going to lay the three with Green Bay. I think they got the firepower advantage. They got the rest advantage. Home field, I think, is going to be very big for this situation because of the weather. I will be playing Green Bay. I'm also going to be playing the under at 51.5. That's not going to be a very popular play. I understand that. It is actually ticking up as well. It's gone from 51 to 51.5. I'm playing the under because I don't think either team's going to be in a rush to get up and down the field. Tampa Bay's key to winning this game is going to be running the football. Okay, running the football. They got 127 yards out of Fournette and Jones last week. Leonard Fournette, playoff Lenny, looked really, really fresh in that game. And Green Bay's weak spot is the run defense. All right, you are able to run on them. Cam Akers averaged 5 yards a carry in last week's loss for the Los Angeles Rams when they were there. So what's going to happen here is I see Tampa Bay, A, being able to run the ball, B, Tom Brady like the old days in New England, taking the play clock all the way down, running the ball, short to intermediate passing game, eating up 6-7 yards on drive, 6-7 minutes per drive. That's what I see there. For Green Bay, no one was slower in terms of pace than the Packers last year. Aaron Rodgers loves to bleed the clock all the way down. I'm going under 51.5. So those are the two plays. We'll play the Packers -3. We're going to play under 51.5. I'd also play Aaron Jones, Packer running back, under 62.5 rushing yards. A.J. Dillon's getting some more of the workload. Jamal Williams is getting some more of the workload. Tampa's got a pretty good run defense. Under 62.5 yards for Aaron Jones as well.
Joe, if there's one team left, I think Bears fans might be pulling for, it's the Bills. A lot of similarities in the fan bases, perhaps. And obviously, you've got the Patrick Mahomes factor. I think nobody in Chicago wants to see him at the Super Bowl again. But how do you see that game unfolding? Do the Bills have a shot?
Lots of Catholics in Chicago, lots of Catholics in Buffalo. That's a very good draw right there between the two fan bases. Both like to drink beers, both are Catholics. So you got a really good pull. You know what I'd say? I've been saying this for a few weeks as it pertains to the Bills. It's kind of like the Cubs right before they won the World Series. If the Cubs weren't your team, they were your second team. Like everyone in America, if their team was out, they were pulling for the Cubs. I think everyone in America, if their team's out, they're pulling for the Bills just because it's such a wonderful story. Now, it changes once you win, but the ultimate thing is when you're the longtime underdog, people tend to get behind you. So here's where we're at in this game. Chiefs are laying 3, total is 54. It's been this way all week, obviously, as we wait for Patrick Mahomes. What I can tell you is that if Mahomes is a go to play, if he is going to play, this is going to move up to 3.5 or 4. Okay, we know 3 is a very key number, so that's a significant move. 3.5 or 4, but it shouldn't go much higher. Now, maybe the money will pour in on Kansas City and knock it up higher, but the bookmakers are going to go to 3.5 or 4 if Mahomes is in. Now, if he's not in, this is where it gets interesting. I've heard it could go all the way to Buffalo -2.5. I heard one bookmaker say all the way to Buffalo -6 that it could move 9 points if it's going to be Chad Henne at quarterback. So if you like the Bills, there's probably no major harm in taking a shot here if you want to bet he doesn't play. If you don't think Mahomes is going to play and you like the Bills, you go ahead, you get that three in your pocket now. But if you like Mahomes and you think he's going to play, you can jump on the three now, right? That's what's going to happen, and it's probably going to tick up to the over as well. That's what we're going to see. Now, in terms of breaking this game down, I've been all over the place on the side. It feels to me, the more the week goes on, everybody I talk to likes Buffalo, and that's what scares me. Everybody is making the case for Buffalo. It feels like they're going to be the public dog this week, that everyone's going to jump behind them. Nothing wrong with that. They've covered a lot of spreads. They've been great for bettors this year. The problem here, however, is how they've won these playoff games. They're 2-0 in the playoffs, but they've been outgained by almost 200 yards. The Colts outgained them, and the Ravens outgained them. All right, that's not a recipe for success. They've been the beneficiaries of several missed field goals, failed two-point attempts, failed fourth down attempts. That type of luck is very difficult to sustain, right? Those breaks happening as consistently as they are, very difficult to sustain. They become one-dimensional on offense. They can barely run the ball, so they're throwing it left and right. They only scored 7 offensive points last week against the Ravens, and defensively, they struggle to defend the run. And I think the more and more I hear about Buffalo and everyone jumping on them, the more it's pushing me to Kansas City to say, you know what, I think Mahomes is going to play. 3 points looks cheap, to be honest with you. And Kansas City was going to beat Cleveland with Patrick Mahomes. They're going to cover that spread. Everyone keeps talking about Kansas City doesn't cover spreads anymore. Well, they still are hammering opponents. They're just getting backdoored. And these are on games where you have spreads of 9, 10, 11. You know, they were up 19 on Cleveland at halftime. They were up 9 when Mahomes got hurt. Henny took them down a few more yards, and they kicked the field goal to go up 12. I'm going to find myself laying the 3 with Kansas City. Not a true marital hedge like last week, obviously, because I married in the Bills Mafia. I could get beat on both sides here. If I lay the 3 and the Chiefs win by 2, I got a miserable household, and I'm down money. So I'll probably be on the Chiefs money line a little bit. As for the total, I know some guys are eyeing up the under. I think it's going to go up maybe a point, point and a half if Mahomes does play. I don't have much of a feel there. I kind of lean the under because I think this game's going to be a little bit more sluggish than people anticipate, but not a great feel there. But I will be playing the Chiefs, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, Joe, you said you got a fight?
Yeah, UFC 257, Fight Island, Abu Dhabi, tomorrow night, Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier. It's a rematch from when they were together, 2014, September, I believe, when McGregor knocked him out in the first minute 45 of the fight. I'm going to play McGregor here, no surprise. I'm going to play him by KO, TKO, or disqualification. That's where you're laying about 175. So I'll risk 175 bucks to win 100. It's better than laying the 340 on McGregor. He's in tremendous shape. 18 of his last 20 fights have been stopped, okay? This guy does not go the distance. It's a 5-round fight. He tends to spend a ton of energy early, and his issue is conditioning. Now, he's been working on that in recent years. His conditioning has gotten so much better, but he comes out such an aggressive attack early on. Poirier's a great fighter. He's been very good in his last few outings, but I'm going to take McGregor by the stoppage. I think that's the more reasonable price, minus 175. He's got to win by knockout, technical knockout, or disqualification. If he wins by submission, I would lose there. McGregor by stoppage.
Great stuff, Joe.
All right, buddy. God bless you, Joe.
Have a good weekend.
You guys are the best. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. We'll talk about the opening lines and all that stuff next week. But until then, have a good one, Chicago. I love you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.